Welcome back to Money Mania, where we're talking tax season and what to do with that refund. If you really want your tax refund to have a positive impact, I'm bullish on Ohio's 529 plan. I always say, invest in something you love. Well, there's nothing we love more than our kids. So invest in their future and let your tax refund help. For as little as $25, you can get started today at collegeadvantage.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome back to the Goons Podcast.
Welcome back to the Amish Podcast number 7.
Blarg is back with us.
Blarg is back with us.
Hello.
On Earth.
Hello. This FBI podcast let me out of jail.
25% more Canadian.
Before you guys start making up some conspiracy theories.
It is Blarg true. We hate him. It is
Blarg
true.
Blarg does not hate Oompaville. He just wasn't here. He was busy.
It is true.
Yeah, I hate the person I have literally never spoke to in my life, guys. I hate him.
There's a reason for that. He
Blarg's
hates
bomb
him.
Almost went off, but it didn't go off, so he's here with us again this
took
week.
Took my little goons away from me. Where was I last week?
Iraq.
Vacation or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
I've been vacating a lot lately.
Yeah, I'm going away again this weekend.
What's up with that? Are you having a midlife crisis? Are you trying to capture
So Canada recently made vaccine passports a thing, like for like restaurants and like going out and like just, you know, like non-essential things. So everything just kind of feels like a lot safer and just like better vibes everywhere now that that's a thing.
Is it just like a little card you get?
Yeah, you just have to show that you've been vaccinated. And you can like go to restaurants and stuff, because you can't go to restaurants, you can't go to like any like extracurricular random bullshit like the gym and stuff like that without proof of vaccine. So it's just everything just feels a lot like safer now to be around, and I guess we're just like making up for the lack of travel that we've had the last like 2 years. So Smitty and I have just been going to Toronto like crazy, so yeah. And Baby Nomani's playing a show this weekend at some point that we're going to, so that's why I'm going.
Yeah, I love segregation.
Yes.
Absolutely not even close to segregation.
Right, but
let's talk about it.
I don't think we need to give that any credibility whatsoever. we can go ahead and go past that. Yeah, all the non-vaccinated people have to eat out of a horse trough outside. They're not allowed in.
They're just in a fucking pig pen. Well, that's good though. I didn't realize that's why you were traveling so much. I would probably do the same.
Yeah, I just miss it so much. So
yeah,
it's nice. Yeah. I mean, obviously, vaccine passports are a controversial thing in the U.S. for some reason, but I mean, they have
cards. We have little like white cards they give you.
Yeah, but like it's not mandatory. Like it's up to the business, right? It's in the U.S. Yeah, like it's a provincial thing here.
I don't think recently Biden's instated a mandatory thing.
Sure.
I think they were talking about it. I don't know if it ever actually happened or not.
I mean, it's doing pretty good here.
I know in California, it's a big thing.
It's doing pretty good here for us. Like everything has been like pretty much back at 100%. Like concert venues and stuff are pretty much back at 100%. And our cases are dropping, so it seems to be working pretty well. So, I mean, hopefully, because, you know, obviously less people dying of COVID is always a good thing.
California right now has the lowest COVID like cases in the entire U.S.
Actually?
Yeah, we're actually like
California? Weren't you guys like the worst?
We were when it first came out, yeah. But our governor Gavin Newsom actually like...
When the COVID DLC came out.
Yeah, there was a lot of...
We had the most downloads.
But no, our governor is very like
that's good, because yeah,
he's very like progressive. And
does he listen to a lot of Tool?
Yeah, I was gonna say
he works for an insurance company. He loves. Yeah. He knows Flo.
Yeah, does he know Flo?
Our governor Flo.
I'm trying to fuck.
What's your governor's name? Isn't his name like Cuomo or something?
Cuomo. Kevin, how is that even close?
Wrong state, wrong name.
What's his name?
Gavin Newsom.
Where'd you get Gummo?
Isn't that the Texas guy or the Florida guy?
Gay man Newcomb.
Yeah, that's it, Soup. Now Duke. You got it. Yeah.
Come him.
Duke come in him.
All right.
Duke,
yeah.
Dukey him. I don't know. Do we have any topics? What have you guys been up to?
Politicians are retarded.
That is true.
That
and
is
real.
Probably the most valid thing you've ever said.
Yeah, you're valid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like
no
a
red
coupon.
Flags on that one.
I'm like a 20% off coupon this weekend only. I'm valid.
Well, that, I mean,
I'm a discount sure. code, motherfucker. I'm valid.
Bro, that's bars.
Yeah.
I feel like I actually haven't talked to you guys in like 2 weeks. What's been
because you
on?
Haven't. It's not that you feel like that. It's that you literally.
It's
have not
only just yeah. the podcast. We also haven't recorded in like 2-3 weeks. It's been a
very
while.
Very hit and miss. Very here and there.
I've just had enough of these guys. It's nothing else. I just
the last
like
couple recording
guys.
Session was just us three without you. Pretty sure.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, last couple, as in like literally one.
Yes.
No, we played Battlefield and then.
Well, that was. I already had Battlefield plans.
Yeah, we played Battlefield. That's it.
We didn't play anything else? Man, we haven't touched. We haven't played in a long time.
We haven't touched in a while.
I've been recording. I don't know about you guys.
I know. Yeah, I've seen your videos. You've been playing. You played with Tuxbeard the other day, and then.
Well, not just that. I mean, past that, I've been like doing a bunch of solo stuff.
I'm proud of you, Soup.
Still, GTA grind always.
Is this the goons finally breaking up? Are we finally?
I sure
done?
Hope so.
Thank God.
I sure I'm, fucking hope so.
I think we're all just. Seconds. We all just have these issues where.
No.
You have this issue.
Hold on. Wait, you weren't letting me finish my fucking sentence. Hold on.
Projecting insecurity.
I said,
we should get a marriage counselor.
Hold on. Let me finish what I was going to say. Because.
Me when sex.
Let me finish what I was going to say.
Who said that? Was that dude?
Yeah.
Me after I bust on wife's face. Let me finish.
I was going to say, sometimes we have an issue where two of us are gone. And yes, me, I've been having a terrible sleeping schedule where I've been waking up at fucking 8 p.m.
Yeah,
fuck
you know, I
that?
Saw a message from you that said, my name, a bad sleep schedule. And I was like, oh, wow, what time is it? It was like 9:30. What the fuck is that?
What
are you doing over there?
It slowly got worse. I woke up at a semi-decent time today, but it slowly got worse and worse. So I was going to bed at like noon. I don't know.
Why?
Sometimes it just happens.
What?
Sometimes it just happens. It just
bro.
I don't
I've
know.
Been alive for 24, almost 25 years, and it's never just happened. I've never just been
where
like,
is Grizzy?
Noon,
where the
bed.
Fuck is Grizzy? Because Grizzy can agree with me on this. He understands.
Grizzy is your bar for a healthy human. You need to fucking. You need therapy.
You need some new idols, brother.
If Grizzy's a bar, I'm going there to drink.
True. Grizzy bar.
I get to cuddle Grizzy in Toronto, hanging out with everyone but you guys. You bunch of fucking idiots.
That's awesome, dude. That's so cool that you're telling me that about the thing I was definitely invited to.
Do you have a passport and 2 vaccines, Soup?
I do have a passport and I have been vaccinated with
twice.
I've had the flu vaccine.
yeah, you see,
I got a polio vaccine when I was born.
I actually got a shot for tuberculosis whenever I was a small child.
Okay, well that really doesn't do anything for
you. Also got
so.
A shot for what's the thing? Tetanus. I got a tetanus shot.
Oh yeah. Had many of those.
Because whenever I was lifting up rusty desks, if I got cut open, then I'd be okay.
Where were you lifting up rusty desks?
I was robbing a school.
Okay, well at least.
How long ago has statute of limitations up for this?
That was last week.
Nope, it's not.
Is the Statue of Liberty up this week?
I took her down for this week. Let her rest her feet.
Apparently it's offensive to call aliens now. Y'all hear
about
that?
Oh yeah, I saw that from literally the least credible human being on the planet, Demi Lovato.
No, come on, dude. She should be president with views like that.
Dude, everything's offensive and speaking your mind is wrong and critical thought is frowned upon. Welcome to the world.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know about all that whole alien thing. I don't know what
that's.
What is she like? Is she's talking about like calling like a Mexican guy that just came over an alien? Then I, you know, okay, I get what you're saying, but like,
Right, what? But it does. But the other way that's, around,
she's not
isn't
talking
offensive.
About a Mexican. She's not talking about
dude.
Mexicans.
Maybe she's done enough heroin to where she interacted with alien, like real aliens, and they were offended.
Yeah, they expressed their offense to it.
We should honestly hear her out. We should hear her out because she's done enough heroin to where she's interacted with like intergalactic beings, and so she would know before anyone else if they were offended by the word alien.
Can
or
you
not.
Imagine the conversation her and Stephen Hawking would have had?
Yeah, it probably would have been a lot of text-to-speech.
He really could learn so much from Demi Lovato. Have you seen her haircut? I don't want to rip too much into Demi Lovato.
By the way, but... we're talking about Demi Lovato.
Oh, yeah. No, I think she's fair game at this point to rip into.
Yeah, is she? I don't know. Everyone was like, oh my
wasn't
God.
Wasn't she
guys,
on Camp Rock?
She's pretty brain dead at this point.
I searched her up. Tell me she doesn't look like a lesbian volleyball coach.
That's what I just...
yeah, she looks
at.
Like a gym teacher ahead.
She looks like she teaches
kids.
Like... She looks like she like is a boys soccer coach.
I feel yeah. like she'd put a dragon dildo up my butt.
You know what I hate about those kind of people like her?
Whoa,
like
whoa.
When they come out,
whoa, whoa.
Those people.
She's a white woman. Shut the fuck up. Who cares?
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. Can't offend white
Fair
people.
Enough.
Go ahead.
What I hate about those kind of people, like when they come out as like a new identity, they have to go like 100% with it. They have to get the haircut. They have to
Wait,
start.
What? What are
they
you talking
have to start
about?
Wearing. I'm talking about Demi Lovato coming out as like a lesbian. Oh, she's like bi or
she's
something.
A lesbian?
She's non-binary, I believe.
I thought she just changed her pronouns.
Yeah, she's a they them.
Okay.
And you guys are really keeping up with Demi Lovato.
Hey, dude, Twitter forces it
it's
on
Twitter,
me.
Dude,
I don't want to
yeah.
know what she's doing.
Twitter
but...
is fucking cancer.
I don't watch Dream.
You guys don't follow Demi Lovato updates on Twitter?
I've got the post notification.
I think
on,
I'd rather
baby.
Actually swallow a shotgun shell.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Anyways, what I was saying is I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but it's very annoying when people
I mean
find a new identity and just go full force with it.
Do you mean like when people make it their whole identity, like my whole identity is I'm gay, or my whole identity
exactly.
is I'm a gym bro, my whole identity is I'm, you know, that kind yeah. of shit. Yeah, that's annoying no
I
matter
just
what
like
you do.
I don't enjoy stupid people. I don't like to generalize. Yeah.
Like, why can't you just come out as non-binary and just look the exact same?
But I disagree with that because, like, if somebody was, like, pretending to fit into an identity that they didn't feel was them, then they're going to look the identity that they were before. If they, like, are officially like, okay, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to be whoever I want, because who the fuck cares what you are, do whatever the fuck you want, nothing matters. Like, if you choose to just identify something else.
Maybe that's why she did heroin.
Yeah, you know what? Sure, we can justify heroin in that. But, I don't know, once she, like, was publicly like, I'm going to do whatever I want, then, you know, she's going to go with the full thing.
That's so brave of her.
Okay,
that's
I don't
so
know if
fucking,
I'd say that.
That's so fucking brave. Imagine just coming out.
Stop talking.
Just coming out and saying, I'm going to do whatever I want. Yeah. I'm going to do what I want when I want.
Why don't you say that tone of voice?
Yeah, I don't know.
It just sounds like something every, like, 13-year-old says. Like, you know what? I'm 13. I'm going to do what I want right now.
And then go to bed when streetlights are
on. And then they shoot up heroin.
I don't know if 13-year-olds should do that. I'm going to be honest with you.
Shit, man.
Well, look how good you turned out.
Best time yeah. of my life.
Yeah, you should probably stop talking about that before McNasty loses money.
Is her first name Diarrhea?
Oh, Diarrhea of Lovato?
Dimitaria Devon Lovato. Maybe that's why she's so upset. People don't know how to pronounce what? Her full fucking legal name.
Don't do drugs, kids. This is why. Just don't.
I'm reading her Wikipedia. Her first name is like Diarrhea. Diarrhea Devon Lovato.
Is that like her Latin name or something?
Are you having a stroke soup?
Diarrhea
to
kiss.
I'm reading her full legal name. I don't understand what you guys are not getting. Her
spell
full,
it. What is
spell
her full
it.
Legal
name?
Diarrhea. Diarrhea Lovato.
It's two diarrheas. There's two diarrheas?
That's dementia.
dementia Devin Lovato.
She, that adds up. She got dementia.
Dude, she's kind of ugly.
Okay, you can't just say that about somebody.
Why well, not? I will say she's looked better. I mean,
she kind of looks like someone ran over her face.
Okay, well, I'm no longer partaking in this. Can we talk about something else that's not washed up Disney stars, please?
Yeah, she needs to wash up.
She needs to wash up, bro.
Anyway.
I hope she's a big fan of the Goons podcast and hears this and is just outraged.
I cannot imagine.
Listen, if Madison Beer watches our content, everyone's open game.
If she's going to say you can't call aliens aliens, how could she last 5 seconds on this podcast? Anyway,
you know what she kind of looks like? She kind of looks like if I tried to look like Demi Lovato.
Looks like Ned Declassified haircut.
She looks like if Cookie tried to look like her.
Cookie. Cookie's black.
That's what I'm saying. That's how off she looks.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about something else, please.
I think I'd rather actually fuck Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Okay, well, that's a popular take. Who wouldn't fuck Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Yeah, that's true and real.
You are fucking black God. That's what you were doing. That is black Jesus.
Anything else about Demi, or can we move on?
No, are we done with this?
She's retarded. All right, go ahead.
Well, let's just, let's finish on a high note.
She's retarded as fuck.
You know who else is retarded? Machine Gun Kelly is retarded.
That's very true. Did you hear him dissing on Slipknot?
Did you see the interview?
I saw a little bit of it on Twitter.
Oh my God!
God,
it's
walking
cringe.
What the
fuck is even all that?
What happened? I'm out of the loop. What happened?
Okay, so MGK and
Heard that it's like Slipknot. So there's
Megan,
like a thing with
Megan Dog are dating.
Welcome back to Money Mania, where we're talking tax season and what to do with that refund. If you really want your tax refund to have a positive impact, I'm bullish on Ohio's 529 plan. I always say, invest in something you love. Well, there's nothing we love more than our kids. So invest in their future and let your tax refund help. For as little as $25, you can get started today at collegeadvantage.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
And
yeah, I saw that.
Dog.
And dude, hold on. Let me pull up the interview. It is
She's
actually
got
like
ugly thumbs.
Ugly thumbs.
Yeah, look at Megan Fox's thumbs.
Yeah, she's got her thumbs do look like an Among Us character, to be fair.
Had this conversation before for some reason.
Yeah, look at her. She got Among Us thumb.
What the fuck is that?
It's Among Us, bro. It's sussy.
I don't know, Megan. Your thumbs are pretty sauce.
I think we should vote them out.
She's got like Mexican construction worker thumbs. I feel like she could hammer a mean nail.
With just her thumb.
I feel like she's done that before when she was a kid, and that's why her thumbs look like that. She probably stunted her thumb growth.
Maybe a transformer closed this door on her thumb.
I'm trying to find these fucking quotes.
Well, I know he was for some reason saying that it's cringe that Corey Taylor is like a 40-year-old wearing a mask on stage. Just like, have you seen yourself?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that guy.
Says the guy that's pretending to be like a 15-year-old.
Yeah, for real.
You know what I hate?
What
like,
fucking moron.
He's like a bleach blonde walking stick bug.
I actually kind of liked him at first. Like when he first started making that like punk music, I was like, yeah, it's actually kind of cool. Reminds me of like old Blink-182.
Classic.
But when you start shitting on like OG musicians that have been around forever and are extremely popular and way more popular than you.
He's
like,
just trying to stay relevant, no matter at whatever cost.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It was something apparently Corey Taylor was going to be on one of his songs, and Machine Gun Kelly or something. I don't really know the full thing, so if I get anything wrong, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he was going to be. So yeah, Corey Taylor was going to be on one of his songs, and then MGK. I think he recorded the song for MGK, and he didn't like it, and he wanted him to like redo it completely.
Like he was going to basically get him to do it differently from how he like Corey Taylor wanted it, or something like that.
Right. Yeah.
And you don't fucking tell Corey motherfucking Taylor what to do.
Literally the the most qualified human to write their own shit.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, no, you didn't sing enough about drugs and being sad, so. If we could get a little more.
First
of
all, you're lucky enough he's even going to be on a song with you. And then you have the fucking like nerve to tell him what to do. Fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So apparently the first time Megan Fox and MGK met, their interaction was he was standing above her and she looked up and said, "You smell like weed." And he said, "I am weed." And then he disappeared like a ninja into a smoke bomb.
Damn, dude.
Was how she described it. And then she talked about their first kiss, where they literally just sat there, and instead of kissing, they just sat there breathing into each other's mouths.
Now that's hot.
If any woman gets wet at a guy saying, I am weed,
and then he ninja vanished.
Yeah. Fatherless activities. Fatherless.
True. True.
Yeah, I don't know what
she could do
was.
So much better. Like with me.
No.
What, you say I'm worse than MGK? Fuck yourself.
Probably a little bit, yeah.
Wow. Go fuck yourself.
I'm happy people are like booing him and throwing shit at him when he plays festivals now. It just makes me very happy.
Deserved.
Slipknot all day, baby. Slipknot gang.
Yes, baby. Have you seen his new mask? Corey Taylor's new mask? Terrifying shit, dude.
I have not paid attention to their masks ever. I don't even ever listen to Slipknot. I just like... It's one of those things you just appreciate. Hey, well, I'm just saying I appreciate them and what they've done for metal and music in general.
Shove your opinion up your little dick hole.
I'm going to kiss you on the mouth,
I love that.
Blarg likes Megan Fox.
I listened to his son's band the other day, and they actually sound pretty good. I didn't expect them to be, they're pretty close to like... build like Slipknot sound.
Ooh. Yeah,
at least the one song. I only listened to one song back.
Yeah, they've only released one of them. It's called Asylum. I highly recommend it. They're cool guys too.
I wonder how MGK feels about them.
Who gives a fuck what MGK thinks?
Yeah, true.
Did you guys ask for any questions last week or no?
Oh, I have a good one. I have a good question.
What is it?
Have you ever accidentally made a dark humor joke IRL that went over terribly?
Not terribly, but. I did kind of make fun of people that are not 100% there mentally to somebody with an autistic brother, and that didn't go well.
Yeah, we've all been there.
They didn't like, they weren't like, what the fuck? But they were kind of just like,
I don't think I've ever had that happen IRL. I've definitely had it happen online before, like in sessions.
Yeah.
I feel like that's why we stick with each other. Because it's like... If we can make those jokes without fear of like, oh man, you know, this is going to be like awkward.
Yeah.
I've had that before. Like when I was first kind of like solo and I didn't really have like.
Well, like the first time you record with a group, you just don't know like what they're going to be. You got to feel them out.
See, you know, when people get upset, that's like, especially over the internet, that's when you go even harder. You do a little trolling.
You gotta rub some
salt in the wound, you know? Like, if someone's getting upset at you making a joke, you're like, fuck you, bitch, guess what?
That's offensive to flesh wound people.
Yeah, okay. You just gotta keep going with it.
Flesh wound people.
Flesh wound survivors is what I meant to say.
Flesh wound survivors? What?
Don't worry about it, McNasty.
I had a confusion.
I have a story about this, actually. Okay, I was at a friend's wedding, and they got catering from some restaurant. I can't remember what it was, but like they were having this conversation, and some of these people I had never met before. And one of the girls was like, yeah, I have a gay friend that actually works there. If you go in there and like flirt with him, he'll give you a good discount if you go in there and buy any food or whatever. And everyone was kind of like, huh, yeah. And then I just like spoke up, and I was like, yeah, I think I'd rather pay double, actually. And she
was it dead silent?
She was like, that wasn't very funny, and or something like that. And I was like, yeah, well, humor's subjective, isn't it? Dude, it was so
I bet she
awkward.
Loved that.
That was so fucking. She had nothing to say after that, and like my
she
friends were just
like
kind
of a lot of fun.
My friends were just kind of like holding their face, like giggling and like looking
don't
at
laugh,
me.
Don't laugh! Don't laugh! Don't
laugh! Yeah, that was a little awkward. But I mean, obviously, I was just kidding.
Yeah, but jokes are supposed to be funny, Dallas, and she wasn't laughing.
That joke wasn't funny to me. So it's not funny at all, ever, in any situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some people are fucking stupid and ugly.
Like Demi Lovato.
No. Some people are, they just never, like dark humor to them is just like equally as racist as just saying like the N-word.
That is such a weird fucking mentality to me. Like,
yeah.
I feel like that's somebody who has never had or been around somebody who is a person of color. Like, had a friend.
Wait, what did you say? Like, what is what?
Like, people that get, like, offended and think, like, a dark humor joke is genuinely racist. I feel like those are the people that have never had a friend or been around somebody.
It's just internet. It's internet people that just think that they...
Yeah, like, that's a straight Twitter people.
Literally are just like, I have to be all accepting all the time and anything... That might just upset someone. I'm like, I can't be considered bad at all.
There is times where you need to be, like, accepting and just, like, not, you know, learn when to make a joke and when not to.
Yeah, but you're talking about people that have never been social with anyone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so. that's the issue.
What's weird about our content, too, is, like, from the videos that we've made, the only time I've ever really seen somebody, like, genuinely upset by our dark humor is a white person. Defending another race.
Well, you know, McNasty, it's usually that way because, like, you know, the Indians and the blacks, they just can't afford the technology to get mad at
all
us.
All right. That's just-
And now you pissed off a white person. Well done.
It's a joke. No, it was a joke. It was
you
a joke.
Off some black and Indians, too.
It was a joke.
No, the blacks and Indians cracking up at that one.
You pissed off the Blindians. There you go. You did it. That was...
Fuck.
I don't remember what we were saying. That was a bad take, Soup.
It was. I'm sorry, that was guys. A good take. I apologize.
You know what I've been watching a lot of recently? Norm MacDonald jokes.
Dude, yeah, he's a legend.
Dude. The fucking one on Conan, I think, is probably my favorite unfunny joke I've ever fucking heard. He literally went on for like 4 minutes of this moth joke. I don't know if you guys ever seen that one. I'm not going to go through the whole joke.
Who was it?
Norm MacDonald.
Oh, yeah. He was really offensive in public. Like, he did not care.
Oh, yeah. No, he like the amount of times he like outed like Bill Cosby as like somebody like a sexual predator on television before that was public knowledge is kind of hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, he just did not hold back. If he knew somebody was a piece of shit, he was going to make jokes about them before anyone even understood them. I think that's why all his fucking comedy has aged so well. Like, clips of him, like, 15 years ago are still relevant because he, like, would out people before it was even common knowledge.
I love his jokes about O.J. Simpson, dude. Those are fucking hysterical.
Didn't he do that on The View or some shit? Just kept talking about O.J.?
No, he was talking... That was about, like, Bill Clinton or the Clintons, like, being murderers or something. And they were, like, they were getting so mad. Like,
of course.
They're just like, stop talking. It's like, well, you haven't heard of that? I thought everyone heard of, like, the Clintons murdering people or something. Just on live television.
I love that gif where he just says 9/11 and then him and that dude just start like busting up laughing.
there's the worst part is there's barely any more context to that clip. Like, he literally just talks about 9/11 all the time.
I like the one where he's like talking about the pie charts and he's like, you can see the data in the pie charts don't equal 100% or whatever, and he's like, that's because they were done by a woman. and then like the crowd like laughs or like boos or whatever, and he's like, just kidding, we don't hire women.
No, he was like don't worry, that joke was written by a woman, and then they all were like cheering. He's like, we're just kidding, we don't hire women.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah, he was fucking hilarious. I did not appreciate him enough when he was like, I feel like that's one of the celebrities where like I knew of them before obviously, but I just like never really paid too much attention about their content and shit. And then after they die, like when their name gets a shit ton more like traction and stuff, you start to look into more of like their work and you're just like, damn, that fucking sucks. I wish I would have like appreciated that more when they were around.
That's how I felt about him too, because when I heard about that he had died, that's when I started watching his stuff
a lot.
But
more
I had
stuff,
always
yeah.
heard about him, and I had always seen like videos of his in my recommended and stuff, but I just never watched any of it, paid attention to it.
Yeah.
Regret it so much.
Same. Yeah, he is fucking hilarious.
Well, the thing is, you can still like go back and watch all of his content. You know, it's not
no,
like
but it's just like, I don't know. It just
I just hate that I've waited till he's died.
Yeah, right. I feel like it sucks like that happens so often with so many celebrities. Is like they're not appreciated until they're.
You think that's gonna happen to us?
No, absolutely not. No. When we die, there will be parades in the street.
People are gonna forget immediately. Oh, they haven't uploaded in a week. Fuck them. Bye.
Well, there is actually a Twitter that tracks how long it's been since we missed a podcast. I think we're on week 8 now.
Hell yeah.
After you guys had that long, stern talk with me about missing podcasts.
Oh, it wasn't a long turn. It was very
long turn.
Angry yelling immediately at you. There was no like slow like easing you into it. I was an angry man.
It was an angry fuck.
One angry fuck.
Who are y'all's favorite comedians? I think I've asked y'all this before, but I can't remember.
Mine used to be Louis C.K., but I don't know. He's kind of turned out to be an ass.
What do you mean?
How so? What do you mean?
Made woman watch him jack off. That's fine.
Because you know how like our content is kind of fucked up, but we don't really have those beliefs. It's kind of just all comedy to us. I feel like he kind of just is an asshole.
Actually
like,
believes the
actually
the
believes
stuff,
like
yeah.
in shitty shit, yeah.
Shitty yeah. shit.
Shitty
not
shit.
Shitty shit.
I don't know. I like Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. Recently, he's kind of came out as a fucking ass, though.
Is he actually the piece of shit that everyone says he is, though?
Yeah, he's very boomer-esque in his views.
Oh, really?
Very boomer-esque, yeah.
What the fuck does that mean?
Meaning, like,
piece of shit?
Don't be a trans person.
Very anti-woman. Don't be, like, very anti-trans. He's like one of those people where he doesn't understand something, so he hates it.
So he hates
you know?
It?
Like that kind of thing.
I feel like that's just natural, though.
Like, that's I do just not how understand the pyramids, therefore I fucking hate the pyramids.
Like, think about it. Like, I don't understand. Like, if you don't understand
that's
math,
an eighth way.
Yeah, but if you don't understand math, you hate math, right?
Well, that you use math every day. You don't use a trans person every day.
Yeah, but maybe someone needs to like educate him. Maybe he just needs to be educated. That doesn't mean
I
you should hate his
work.
I don't
think you can educate somebody like that. I feel like there's people who are just past education. Where they're just so like, this is how I think and I will stay like that forever.
Like, they think their views are right because
I don't know, though. Like, I can separate someone's views from their work, though. Like, I don't really...
Hold on. It's perfectly fine. It's fine to not understand calculus and hate it. It's not fine to not understand why a person doesn't feel their gender and then hating them because of that.
Yeah,
it's two different worlds. You're talking about different stuff here.
Yeah, but maybe he just needs to learn.
I don't understand why people can eat blue cheese, but I don't hate people that eat blue cheese. It's like
I feel like the word hate is thrown around. Very
Yeah, does
loosely.
He actually like hate? Like, is he going out like trying to fucking murder him or something, or does he just not understand it?
Okay, well then he'd be in prison.
Yeah,
I feel like he probably just doesn't understand if that's the case.
I don't I feel like that's weird to even like have a point of like understanding or not understanding like what another human doing. Like, I don't understand what the fucking crackhead outside doing yelling at a pigeon, but hey man, you do you.
Yeah, but like, where did you guys hear this from Twitter?
No, I don't know. No, I'm just going off McNasty. I don't know too much. Because
if you're hearing
about
this from Twitter, it's probably full of bullshit.
Okay, Twitter is like take like 30% of Twitter.
Yeah, he probably made trans jokes and then trans people got upset.
I did hear from Twitter, but before you say anything. Okay, listen. Before you say anything, it was Hassan that was talking about it. And Hassan is a very credible source.
Well, depends what's going on.
When you said boomer-esque, I immediately knew you got it from Twitter.
Yeah.
Because that's just not a word you'd ever say.
Boomer-esque. It sounds like boomerang, but you didn't know
the
word
for it. I could just tell some retard Twitter word.
Retard Twitter word.
See, I feel like he probably made like jokes about people that he doesn't understand. He probably understands them. He's probably just doing it to piss them off, too. Like, you know, comedians
trolls,
do shit.
He trolls the communities.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no input on what he's actually like, so... That's
well, he's made fun of fucking everyone. I don't know why that's the particular. Like, he makes fun of white people, black people, women, trans people.
Yeah,
like,
we do the same thing. We literally do all that same shit.
And that's
jokes,
as long,
right?
As long as it's part of his set and not just like him having like a trans employee and just being like, yeah, you're garbage. Get me a coffee. Like, I don't know. There's kind of a difference there, but
yeah, I don't. I guess it just. I mean. I can't. Yeah, it's hard to say. Yeah, I guess you're right about that.
It's hard to say what's Twitter and what's not Twitter. To be
right.
Honest.
Yeah.
So it's better just to not cite Twitter with anything. To be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely need to like go see it for myself and understand because
See, what you just said was literally my point with Dave Chappelle though. If he doesn't understand, then maybe he should just like.
Right.
If that's the case, then he probably just needs to be educated on it.
I really don't know all the angles of
Wait,
it. I just
guys, completely off topic. Are we on podcast 50 right now? Oh no, we passed that.
No, we're 52.
This is 50. Yeah.
Did we do anything for 50? Did we even acknowledge it?
Yeah, we did.
I think we were like, yay, 50 episodes of slavery or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? That's true. That's still true.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, I just completely forgot. I was looking for questions, and I was like, hey, this is episode 49. Was this the last one? And it was not.
But anyway, favorite comedians.
So somebody asked if you actually have two dads.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you have two dads?
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
He always says that.
There you go.
He's got
guy.
Two ditties. That's how he says it. I love the way you say daddy.
I love the way you say it, babe.
We should fuck right now.
The only comedian I would like... I don't know. I don't really watch stand-up that often, to be honest.
Yeah, I used to. I used to watch a lot of stand-up. Tom Segura is actually, he's pretty funny.
Smitty
like
took
Segura.
Me and Vern to go see Tom Segura, and he was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
So I guess Tom Segura, but Tom Segura's podcast is fucking funny.
Really? I didn't even know he had a podcast.
He does a podcast with, my God, I can't think of his name. Bert.
It's Bert.
Bert Kreischer or whatever.
I can't.
Yeah. They're fucking hilarious together. They both like, dude, they're like copy and paste the same person. It's so bizarre.
I like Theo Von. Theo Von is fucking hysterical.
Did you guys see that that fucking... It was going around on Twitter. The clip of the disabled and... I think it was a trans comedian. And they were just roasting each other. Dude, they were fucking going in. The trans girl was just like talking to the disabled dude. It was just like, the only person that's ever fucked you is God. He's like... completely like Ricky Berwick crippled. It's so fucking
that's what's fucked his up. Name is it Young Crip Daddy?
No, maybe not. I don't know, I'm not sure, I didn't Rip catch the Daddy. Names but dude, I was fucking crying, it was so funny. But yeah, I don't know, I need to watch more stand-up comedy. I always enjoy it when I do watch it. I just never think of sitting down and watching. Like,
if you guys ever get the chance, there's an old comedian I like. I don't know if he does comedy anymore. I don't even know if he's still alive. But his name's Aries Spears, and he's like a black dude. I think he used to be on like Mad TV. I think that's kind of where he like got his fame from.
So he old gen.
But yeah, Aries Spears fucking just like he's one of those people that constantly is like interacting with the audience. You know, it's not just like,
yeah, those like super
just
creative
a written
on the ball
script ones. That he just reads off of. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he just like, he gets into it. Yeah. It's fucking hilarious. Yeah.
I love those ones where they just like, just shit on people in the audience for like 20 minutes out of their.
Yeah. And the thing is too, is like they do, when they do it, it's like clever. Like the shit that they say is funny. It's not just like, oh, you're old and ugly. It's not just like insults, you know?
Yeah. It's not just like our humor. You know, it's actually
crafted,
it's actually
comedy.
Clever.
I like George Carlin. I highly recommend everyone to listen to some Carlin.
Oh yeah, dude. He's another OG.
Dude, he's a mastermind. He's like a philosopher almost. I feel like
there is an oddly high amount of comedians that are actually like incredibly intelligent.
Ricky Gervais is fucking smart.
Yeah. I feel like it somehow carries over.
Comedy is technically intelligence. So, because it's making people's brains think of something in a way that they wouldn't have otherwise. That's what makes it funny.
I never really thought about it like that.
Yeah, we're all smart because we're all somewhat internet comedians. So we're all smart is what we're saying. We are smarter people than you think.
Yeah, I'm not exactly going to go around and tell people I'm a comedian for a living.
What do you tell them?
That would be...
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You say I'm a Taliban member. That's right.
I don't want to get beheaded with a machete.
Just one of them brown dudes.
You know those beheading videos? Yeah, I edit those. That's...
I'm an editor for ISIS.
I'm
on payroll for ISIS.
That surely has to pay well, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe
in
virgins
shekels.
I don't know.
Shekels. Shekels and pouches of sand.
Might get some nice sandals or something. I don't know.
They just get you Gucci slides.
Might get you some of that goat nip, baby.
Goat nip? Oh, like a nipple of a goat? I was thinking of like catnip.
Catnip for goats. Just makes them like freak out and jump off a mountain.
That's how they walk up mountains.
This makes you climb a mountain sideways like a real goat. You ever seen that? Dude, that's like a... That's weird. That shit's fucking crazy.
Yeah, when
we're
talking about aliens, watch a fucking goat go up a 90-degree fucking mountain.
Yeah.
Goats are aliens.
And then, you ever watch the ones where they accidentally fall off sometimes?
I've watched the ones where they pass out.
I've watched ones of like...
And you scream at them.
I've seen ones of like eagles pulling a goat off a mountain.
Yeah. And they just drop it. It's like they're doing it for fun or something.
Well, no, they drop it on the ground so they can just eat it because it's dead now.
Oh, it just explodes.
Well, it doesn't really explode. I mean, you play too many video games. God damn.
If you drop a goat off of a fucking cliff, wouldn't it just explode on impact?
Not really. On the inside,
not,
yeah.
Not
probably
explode
would.
Into like fire and like flames.
No shit.
I didn't know that was on the table. Hold on. I didn't know we were debating that.
I didn't realize that was even an option. Tactical nuke.
I was about to say, no wonder people in the Middle East love goats so much. If they blow up like that, shit. No wonder we're bombing the motherfuckers all the time. Gotta get them goats away from them, bro.
Strap a goat to your chest and walk into a grocery store.
Just fucking, you just hear goat sounds slowly getting louder as your house blows to shit.
Guy breaks into your house and pulls open his coat and it's just lined with goats.
How many goats could you fit in a coat?
Okay, Dr. Seuss.
How many goats could you fit in a coat floating on a moat?
Want to put the goat on the boat and then put him in my coat on the moat.
Would you guys let any of the goons date your sibling?
Fuck.
No.
Really? I actually have a different answer. I McNasty, I'm sorry, but probably anybody but McNasty.
Probably only do if I were to...
What?
Why is that?
Actually, yeah, you
what,
too,
you'd,
Matt.
You'd want to watch, do? Like, what
wow,
do you...
Wow, thanks, McNasty.
Yeah, it's more about him watching me fuck.
I've heard you say despicable things about your girlfriend and behind closed doors. I don't want to hear that about my own sister, okay?
I feel like I've only ever heard Soup talk positively
not,
about
not,
his girlfriend.
Not despicable in the negative way, I just mean, like, the words he uses is
about
sometimes grotesque.
About how I bust a juicy load net. That dump truck.
I didn't want to say it on the podcast. I didn't know if it was okay to just say that.
Oh, apparently it is definitely okay.
He's a grown man. Of course he busts wads in there. What do you mean?
He'd be like, I'm going to hang out with my girlfriend. I'll bust a fat, gloopy load in her. I don't want to say, I'm going to hang out with your sister. I'm going to bust a fat, gloopy load in her.
Well, obviously, if I was dating someone, like, if I was dating a sibling, I wouldn't say that about your sister.
Yeah, I guess it is
first
true.
First of all, McNasty, I would respect where your dick has already been, right? Right? So I would let you have first come, first serve.
Southerner.
I would take the sloppy seconds. Listen, I'm a homie, all right? I would let you nut first, and then I'd come in after, all right? I would do the honorable gentleman thing.
Dude,
that's fair. That's fair.
Like,
you know,
McNasty's
okay
cum is just Mountain Dew and Dorito dust.
I actually...
No, don't talk about your cum.
No. I was going to talk about my cum. I was going to say I hate Doritos.
McNasty got that peach cobbler cum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Chunks in it. Has actual peaches.
I don't know if that'd be better or worse.
I bet it looks like Chef Boyardee.
It's just a bunch of dog hair.
Dog hair? Why is there dog hair in your cock?
Dude, I bought this little thing, right? And it like...
What? You can just go... Why would there be dog hair in your cock, McNasty?
So what I'm about to say kind of like... Kind of goes with it. Anyways, I bought this little thing and it goes in your ear to clean your ear and it has a camera on it. So you can like see what you're scooping out.
Did you see that on TikTok?
And I went, I don't remember where I saw it. I think it might have been Twitter or something. Yeah, I went in there to dig in my ear. There's a dog hair sitting in there. I'm like, fuck. There's a dog hair everywhere.
In your ear.
It was the dog hair in my ear.
I've had an eardrum almost rupture and it was not fun.
That sounds not a fun time.
The whole side of your head feels like it's throbbing like a big, hard, black cock.
Well, you would have lost your balance, too, if it did happen. You, like, get bad vertigo if you're going deaf and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, people that suffer from vertigo, that's, like, one of the first telltale signs of going deaf. Because, like, obviously because the stabilization within your ear like the I forget what the liquid's called in your ear, but it basically says if you're G-sups? Standing upright. But it, a lot of people going deaf, it fucks it. Yeah, mm. G-sups.
Oh yeah, speaking of GamerSubs, we are sponsored by GamerSubs now.
Oh shit, Mo.
Wait, we are.
Yeah, we today we is today is our
talk
first
about that.
Yeah.
Our first podcast where we talk about
GamerSubs, GamerSubs, GamerSubs.
I think they'll be happy with that ad.
Butt chug it. Actually, probably don't
stick
do
it
that.
Up your ass.
I think they'll be happy with this ad. Are we like? Do we have like any? Do we have any talking points? Like, what is our goal here? What do we do?
Drink GamerSubs. Put it in your pee hole.
Drink game, enjoy.
Do we have a code?
Subs,
wait. Do we? We're so dysfunctional. Do we actually have a code or what?
We have a sponsorship. We have a sponsorship, and we don't know what the fuck to talk about.
Well, I've tried it. I could say the product's delicious.
Well,
and
well, I reckon a message in the group chat probably would have gone a long way before this podcast, yeah?
Hook up a catheter.
Yeah, no, we don't.
Fill it with G-sups and set it to reverse.
So what you're going to do, listen, what you're going to fucking do, I'm going to go to gamersubs.gg and just buy some shit from fucking gamersubs.gg.
Buy you a calzone.
Buy a fucking calzone. Get yourself a couple of fucking steaks. Do some garlic.
Use the code of the goons to get the 10% off. I actually don't know how much we get off.
You know what? We'll leave extra details in the description. Am I right, guys? Yeah.
Yeah. Click the link in the description.
Actually, G-Subs is actually pretty fucking good. They've sent us a lot of flavors since we first started talking to them, and they're actually good. Yeah.
Do you know how many anime titty bottles I have sitting in my cupboard that I bring to the gym?
Oh, several.
They just keep sending titty ones. Nothing else.
I lost all of mine, actually. I put them too far up my butt.
Sometimes I have dreams where I'm in a zombie apocalypse and I don't see a single zombie. My main goal is just to go into abandoned houses and like stock up on stuff. That's the whole dream. I'm
Sounds
just like
you're just playing DayZ.
Pretty much, yeah.
Like, that's literally just DayZ.
I had a dream. This guy was trying to rob me with a kitchen knife, and I was in the back seat of a random car, and I like closed his arm in the door and then like ripped his arm off. And then my friend was in another vehicle, rammed into the guy because he saw him like trying to rob me, and his body exploded into like little pieces. And I called the cops, and the cops were like, yeah, just don't worry about it. Like, we'll find it. We'll find the body. Don't worry about it. You'll be all right. Just go about your day, and we'll ship the body to you whenever we get around to picking it up.
Ship the body.
They'll ship the body.
Yeah, and then I went
to
prison for 3 weeks. and the prison was just a lake. We just had to live in like an alligator infested lake for 3 weeks. And I was like with a bunch of random guys. It was very weird.
What the fuck was even any of that?
That's literally like how my dreams go. They're just kind of all over the place.
Dude, I think I had the weirdest dream I've ever had because nothing happened. I drove around. I was with my IRL friend, Jared. We drove around my town and I woke up.
Oh, I've had dreams like that. Yeah. Where you just kind of,
that was it. There literally nothing happened. I woke up and I was like, what is even the point? Like, what was that for?
I had a dream that I ate soup for like 30 minutes one time.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I just ate you, buddy. You're good.
Ate soup for 30 minutes straight.
I promise you, you wouldn't be able to handle the poop for 30 minutes.
You can't handle the poop.
Yeah, I had a dream that I have a friend from the UK that he was a shapeshifter and he was in my basement one time. And I was vacuuming my basement up and I was like, hey, listen, man, I'm vacuuming up this. I had this idea in my head that he had shapeshifted into like a crawdad. And I'm like, hey, man, I'm going to vacuum up this crawdad. You need to announce yourself if you've shapeshifted into this crawdad. I went to go pick it up. And this thing was like absurdly pregnant. It was so pregnant that it exploded in my hands and the eggs were everywhere. And so I went to go try to flush it. And it was just the whole toilet was just all blood everywhere. And it turned out it wasn't my friend. He was shapeshifted as my treadmill.
Wow. You know, the scary part about that dream is having a friend from the UK.
What that the is, fuck that was is, that, any of that?
Yep,
I don't know if that's weird, weirder than the women shooting cum from their titties and you getting horny from it.
I don't remember very many dreams, but it's hard to forget about that one.
What the fuck was that whole process?
So wait, dude, do you remember a lot of your dreams? Like, or do you like dream a lot or whatever?
No, I forget most of them actually. I have a few reoccurring dreams. Like, I have a recurring dream that I'm driving in the backseat of a car with no brakes down a highway and I'm hitting people. For some reason, I dream about that all the time.
I do actually remember the meaning because I had one of those dreams a long time ago and I was like, what is that? Apparently, subconsciously, which doesn't really mean too much, like dream analyzing. They're kind of guessing, so it doesn't, you know, you can take it for the grain of salt. But apparently that, like, you're making changes and going too fast in your life, and you're, like, worried about it, like, stressing. But you're not doing that at all, so I don't know why your brain would have thought that. You've been sitting in that same room for 27 years, so.
Okay. Well, maybe for two years.
Maybe it's
COVID,
your brain trying to tell you to go out and run over people.
Yeah, I always just assumed I was just like it was telling me I was a shitty driver or something, even though I've never hit anyone before, but.
Dude, I feel like you would be a panic driver. Like, I feel like you'd be the kind of guy that if he got cut off, he'd start crying.
No, I'm like a super calm. Like, I've never had road rage or anything. I'm pretty
okay.
Pretty
people
relaxed,
that get road rage, they actually piss me off.
Yeah,
like relax, just fucking relax. Like, somebody will literally not even like do anything that stupid. Like, they'll just like slightly cut in a little more than they should have. And like people that are like, what the fuck is fucking? I'm gonna fucking kill him. Like, what are you, bro? Relax. Like,
yeah, what goes wrong when you get in a car with people's brains and blood pressure? I don't know.
I don't know why people are so angry. I get it, because, like, if you're driving recklessly, like, yeah, you can absolutely kill somebody. But, like, a minor driving mistake that you've probably done 200 times, it's like, why the fuck?
I just got a text that says, hello, I am James from Verizon Network. We're giving $1,000 to Verizon customers, and it's like, text your name to this number and get $1,000.
Nice.
And someone replied,
dude, do it.
I'm in a random group chat with like a bunch of fucking like random numbers, and someone replied, fuck you, James. That's the first reply. Then someone said, not interested, James, not interested. And then I replied, get cancer, James.
I want to get that fuck you, James guy on the podcast.
Bro, add me to the group chat. Add the boys to the group chat. Just send minion porn.
Dude, I love doing that. Like, my roommate got added to one of those like spam group chats, and I was like just on there on his phone like memeing. Oh, there's another text. Someone said, my name is Jack. Kindly sent messages to James. Thank you. I'm going to say, Jack, you're retarded.
Can you just send a close-up picture of your nut skin?
Ugh.
It's a little chicken skin.
Did you know your nutsack has a seam on it?
Yeah, that's where two guys were stitched together to create you.
Should I actually say, Jack, you're retarded?
What are the consequences?
I don't know.
Nothing.
All of these numbers are similar to my number. So it's like, there is people that like...
Jack's your neighbor and he just brings over a shotgun.
Everybody's number will have the first same three numbers. I get those.
I don't know if I should say it. I might know these people. I might know some of these people in here.
Well, then if you know them, then they wouldn't expect anything less from you than to call
them.
Yeah,
what do you mean? Oh, they're going to just now find out you're a piece of shit? Like,
yeah, that's common knowledge.
I'm going to say, Jack, if you get that $1,000, I'll suck my own cock.
Yeah, you tell him, Soup. Yeah. Can you just send minion porn? I like doing that. That's my go-to. So I have my vaccine passport thing saved on my phone. Like, I have the thing that, like, the proof of vax on my phone. I have it in my images. And you know how, like, if you hand somebody your phone sometimes, like, weirdos will scroll right or left?
Uh-huh.
I have an image of a minion sucking its own cock on both sides of that.
On both sides. So you saved that, took a picture of your passport, and then downloaded it again?
Yep, literally. Hold on, I'll send you the picture.
That's, like, funnier than what you're actually going to fucking say right now.
No, that's what I'm saying. Is like, that's what I did. I just put that little guy. That
oh,
guy
God.
Sucked. See, his little yellow butthole. That's on the right and left of my passport. So if they get a little, if they think they're slick and they want to scroll right or left, then get fucking nay-nayed. Look at a minion suck his own cock.
Jack said, good luck. I'm just going to say, you're retarded.
You tell him, Soup.
Let's play crossword puzzle.
We should all text a random number and see who can like get the most interesting conversation going over the course of a week and read out our conversations.
I hope somebody texts a fan and we have to change our number again.
Dude, that would actually be hilarious. We should all just like find random, like just type out a random number and see if we can get a conversation going with it.
I'm just going to text a random number, ask if it's Dave, and then persist afterwards that it is Dave, even if it's not Dave.
I like that. I like
Stop
that
lying
strategy.
To me, Dave.
I'm going to FaceTime them and say they're Dave, and they will eventually change their name.
FaceTime
to Dave,
them and just stand and across the room and wipe your butt.
just lean my phone up against the sink and just take a shit. Just don't even say a word. Just shit on FaceTime. The
oh, hey, man.
Street. Hey, Dave. Just pull your pants down and start shitting.
Hey, Dave. Is this a bad time?
Like it's a regular thing you do with Dave.
Right. Yeah.
Morning, Dave. Been a few days.
Yeah.
7 p.m. on Wednesday, Dave. You know what time it is.
Sorry, I'm a little late.
I got Nuzlocke soon. I can't. I got shit right now. I can't do it. Oh, man. That's funny. Good times. So how do you guys feel about Battlefield?
I love it.
I'm going to be honest.
I've seen a lot of people shit talk it.
It is way too buggy.
Yeah.
I hope they fix it.
That game is not ready.
I don't mind the bugs. The bugs really never really bother me in games. It's just the gameplay is just slow.
I like it. I like Battlefield a lot.
The map is way too big. Everybody kind of congregates in one area, so you have to run like 5 minutes to get to something.
I had no problem with the map or the gameplay. The only problem I had was the bugs. They were pissing me off.
I think the full game needs to be given a chance. I think just basing it off of just that beta buggy experience is not fair.
I don't know why they didn't put all the maps. Why was it just that one map?
That's usually how betas are.
Because it's not Call of Duty, and that
every Call of Duty I've ever played has always had multiple maps.
Yeah, but you're also not talking about a massive fucking map.
Or 120
little
players.
Little teeny tiny piece of shit, cookie cutter bullshit map from Call of Duty.
Yeah, but isn't...
Don't pre-order Call of Duty. If you're going to pre-order a game, get Battlefield.
No, don't pre-order any game. Don't tell fucking devs that's what we want.
Isn't a beta supposed to be close to done, though?
No, that was a 3 month old version of the game, supposedly.
Yeah, it was, to be fair, but
really,
it was.
What the hell, why'd they do that?
Mainly, like, for somebody like that, the beta thing is mainly just testing to make sure servers and stuff like that can be handled, and like it's not going to be overwhelmed, so that would be why they did that on a 3 month old build. But usually in a beta, the build they use should be one of the most updated ones. So that's kind of whack, but I mean, it's whatever. I'm looking forward to it still. I was a little disappointed in the beta just because it was so sloppy. Like, so many annoying, like, quality of life bugs need to be updated. But honestly, once those are updated, I think it'll be a pretty good game. Honestly, I think Vanguard will be great too. I don't know why people are shitting on Vanguard.
I enjoyed COD.
It's literally COD 2019, which was universally loved except for like 40-year-olds, and literally the Vanguard is literally just that but in World War II, and I don't understand what
right,
the problem
but why,
is
why are, but people don't want to pay $60 for a DLC.
No, but that's what COD has been for the last 10 years. It's a COD. What are you fucking expecting? They're like,
yeah, but people get sick of that shit, dude. It's like, why not do
well,
something
yeah, if
innovative.
It was up to me, if it was up to me, COD 2019 would still be the only COD that's been
released.
Right,
I'm just
since
saying
then.
Like, I mean, in comparison to like something like Battlefield, like, you can tell so much more effort has been put into Battlefield versus Call of Duty.
The new one maybe, but not Battlefield 1 and 5. Those were like fucking same bullshit.
I'm just fed up. I'm fed up with fucking World War II games.
Yeah.
I'm fed up with it. Like, nobody fucking wants that shit anymore. There have been so many World War II games in the past like 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
With Call of Duty, Call of Duty gets so boring to me because it's like one play style pretty much dominates. Like with Battlefield, you can literally choose to play a whole match something different. You have like so many more options. Like, if you wanted to be a sniper in Battlefield, you're going to have a way better time doing that than you are in Call of Duty.
Yeah, the problem here is we're comparing a game that's a lot more buggy and unfinished versus the Call of Duty, which seemed to be more polished. If you're comparing a perfectly made Battlefield to a perfectly made Call of Duty, yeah, I would probably enjoy Battlefield
more. Yeah, but bugs
more
can be fixed, though. Like, that's not something that's, like, incapable. It's not, doesn't mean it's
that's
broken.
Not what I'm saying. I'm saying if you're comparing a finished COD to a finished Battlefield, then yes, Battlefield would be more fun. But comparing Vanguard to the way 2024 is, I would much rather play Vanguard at that current state, because Battlefield just felt kind of
boring
to me.
I like Battlefield better, but I agree with that. Vanguard was a lot more polished than...
Like, when I played Vanguard, it didn't feel like a beta to me.
Yeah,
it
that's
felt
because
like
they just
game.
Literally reused Modern Warfare. They just reskinned it and made new maps.
Basically, even the a lot of the finishing moves are 2019 weapons, like Modern Warfare 2019 weapons.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, if you compare a fully finished... the most perfect situation Battlefield versus the most perfect situation COD, I would probably choose Battlefield, because you're right. There is more like fun things you can do on Battlefield, you know? Call of Duty, really all you just do is you either shoot and kill, or you shoot and kill and then you have an objective you have to do.
Yeah, literally.
Like, there's really only like a few things you can do.
I like downtime in video games too, especially for our kind of content.
Same.
Because like most of our shit is talking based.
Whenever we used to play like multiplayer, I feel like it was more rare that we got like good stuff because the game was just like, you know, you die and then you respawn in 5 seconds and you're kind of just constantly playing the game rather than.
I know you guys don't like Warzone, but that's why I love recording Warzone. It gives me like Siege vibes of just being able to talk and then play and then talk and then play. Like, I never find that I'm being completely overwhelmed.
Honestly, like now I'd probably be down to play Warzone again. I just feel like that's all we were just repeating it with Siege again. It's just like every time we recorded, we were just like,
I like Warzone. I'm not really a fan of the game itself really, because I just don't really like battle royales. Yeah.
It was good for content though.
Yeah, that's why I love playing it. I don't
give
a fuck
about just
playing
it all the time, like 3 times a week, and then after a while I was just like, man, I'm just tired of playing this. But I'd be down on like that's the thing is too, is like I've been talking to, I don't know if I've talked to you about it, Matt, but I've been talking to Soup and Dew about every once in a while jumping on Siege. Just like, it's because we just completely stopped playing that after we just kind of gave it up. But it's like it's like the same thing with Warzone. That's why I kind of stopped playing Warzone, is because we were just playing nothing but that, and then I just got burnt out on it. But we can still throw it in every once in a while.
I fucking hate that game personally. Like, I hated it for the last like 2 years we played at Siege.
Oh yeah.
I've heard that recently it's gotten better. Like, I don't know, I mean, that's just kind of hearing it from like the grapevine, but I've heard that it's gotten a little bit better than it used to be.
That game was never for me. It was just a lack of other options, to be honest. I really only played it out of the fact that it was all we had.
I liked it because it was just a lot of downtime. Like, you have the menu screen, which takes like 2 minutes, and then you have like the drone phase, which takes another like 45 seconds. So you have like a lot of area where you're kind of, and you know, and then you start the match and then you don't see people for another 2 minutes. So you have like this whole like 7 minute stretch where you're playing the game, but you're making jokes about.
I don't really mind the game that, like, I don't mind Siege that much. I'm just kind of burnt out on it.
Yeah, I feel that.
See, the other thing is, if we ever played it again, I would probably only want to play it every once in a while.
I don't know if I'd ever really play it again. I don't think I'm really interested.
I think you would.
Feel that.
I'd play it with you once in a while. I'd be down for
I don't know.
That.
Just I not... mean, like, once in a while, saying like once every couple of months, you know, I don't ever want to go back to playing all the time, but I do.
I would just much rather play the new Battlefield or new COD with you guys than play Siege.
So you could do that and also want maybe Siege every once in a while.
I don't know about
this
that,
thing
Chief.
I want to have like a mix of games, you know, 4 or 5 games to play regularly rather than just one.
Yeah, new games like Battlefield and new COD.
I mean, yeah, that too, but also Siege. And also our fans would probably fucking love that.
Fans can eat my nuts.
I don't think they really care. I think they just want to.
No, I think
the game
care.
Really doesn't make a difference. I think most people, if you posted
or do post the Siege video, they'd be like, fucking cool. Like, wow, I haven't seen Siege in a long time.
Yeah, maybe like 10. Interesting. Maybe like 10
it's
people.
It's like Fitz. If Fitz got on and just uploaded a CSGO video, people would probably love it.
Yeah, that's because people still like CSGO.
Oh man, deja vu. I've heard this entire conversation.
We did have this conversation for a long time last time.
Steam charts, the end.
Yeah.
Steam charts means YouTube views.
Steam charts.
This
the
is
end.
A very like off podcast conversation.
It really is. CSGO is so fucking huge on YouTube,
it is,
right?
Actually.
Like the podcast.
Like the podcast. Spotify.
I'm going to
pile.
Fucking eat. So I'll see you guys later. Soup through the outro.
Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed. If you did enjoy, please be sure to like, comment, and subscribe if you're on YouTube. Go to Spotify and download it and follow us on there. That'd be greatly appreciated.
Also, gamer subs.
If we get the information, we'll put it in the description. But yeah, drink some gamer subs. We're going to be doing some cool stuff. We're going to be doing some cool stuff with them soon. So, yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully, maybe a future flavor.
Yeah.
Possibly.
That would be awesome.
I don't. Yeah. Let's do it. All right.
Peace, everybody.
Boys.
Goodbye.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.